This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm just going to keep on dancing because it's Friday. It's Alice, 97.3. Good vibes and variety. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, feel those Friday vibes and the Disney vibes. We're doing Disney tickets again today, all day long from 7:05 in the morning. So less than an hour from now, you get your first code word. Mason's got them all through her show too. And Jane's got them all through her show. And so from 7:05 to 6:05 p.m., we've got code words that can get you in the running for a 4-pack of tickets for the Disneyland Resort and put you in the running for the grand prize vacation, including a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at one of the Disneyland Resort hotels. So there you go. Disney, Disney, Disney. And Friday. Vinny, I know you've worn Vans ever since I've known you, and I'm sure long before that.
Since I was a little boy. In fact, I believe Vans started in 69.
Oh.
And that's when I started. And they're some of the first shoes I ever wore.
Right.
Like they were little orange Southern California, like it was the thing we wore.
Right. You put on your Vans and you get out of the house.
And then they started letting you customize them. And so you could, there was like the front panel, the middle panel, and the back panel, and you could pick your own colors.
Oh, that's fun. Do they still do that?
They still do that. It's funny because at that time, that was a really neat,
Really make them your own.
I wouldn't even think to do that now, but back then as a little boy, I'd be like, I'm going to, you know, go crazy. Like make every panel a different color. Like
checkers, lightning strikes.
Cuckoo bird, yeah.
I'll put a cuckoo bird on there.
Whatever.
It's going to be nuts.
So go on. Yes, Vans, longtime Vans guy.
You know what's funny is that, you know, they came out the year you were born. And for a company to be around for 56 years or 55 years, whatever it is, that's huge. Like they're still happening.
And they've stayed relevant.
Yeah, they have.
To the core that they originated with, which was BMX riders, skateboarders, you know, young people, youth culture. They're still cool there, but also your dad or mom could wear them too.
Yeah, if you find a pair of shoes that works for you.
That is a hard thing to make happen.
It is. But there is a good variety there too.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, they're more of a shoe line. And that's they've brought in SZA to be their new artistic director. She is going to reimagine their upcoming marketing campaigns and help create new collections. I always wonder about these pairings. You know, you hear like this person's going to design shoes or not shoes even. To me, like, okay, maybe you could come up with some ideas for some shoes. It's the people who are like, oh, yes, we're going to, you know, J-Lo's got her own fragrance. And so, you know, she didn't go and put a lab coat on and.
No, but
you know,
those,
like, I wonder about their involvement.
Those are good partnerships, though, for everyone involved. Like, J-Lo makes bank and the company gets her fans
yes.
running out for that. It's cool. I think it's great. I don't know what SZA's involvement will be, but I know they've done things with other artists where an artist comes in and puts together a shoe, designs it. Tattoo artists have done this where they put one of their original drawings on the front of the shoe. I think it's really cool. Everyone benefits.
She says, as this is SZA, she is the new artistic director for Vans. In Vans, I feel free. I've been wearing new schools and other styles for years. They've always had an ethos I connect with. As artistic director, my mission is to show that joy, community, creativity, and fashion are all still intersectional.
And the people like me that like to collect shoes, like that's the shoes I go get is when they have somebody special come in and do the shoes. Oh. Like I've got a few pairs of Vans that, and I couldn't tell you who they were because I didn't even know who they were, but they were really neat looking, but they were limited edition stuff.
Right.
So
yeah.
That humanity, culture, and connection are still the access points all through shoes. They're talking about other women who've worked with footwear companies. I mean, there's plenty of people, especially athletes. My God, there's, you know, so many people who work with and consult with and ask for and develop shoes. But they say Rihanna was the creative director for Puma in 2014, and Beyonce had a 4-year partnership with Adidas, I guess, starting in 2019. So SZA, Vans. I knew Vinny would be into Vans.
I think that's one of those things as you're a rising artist or maybe even you've made it where these brands that have been around forever, long before you ever laid your first vocal down on a record, these are brands you know about and suddenly they want to be in business with you. And I'm sure
it's got to be awesome.
That's got to be like now you've made some money. Now you're someone who's known. You've had some success. But those kind of things are probably a nice adrenaline spike, like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm going to be in bed with Vance.
An established,
right.
respected company.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching some video, some ad popped up, and I can't even remember who the spokesperson was, but they were kind of making a joke about how, like, every celebrity has a tequila.
Mm-hmm.
And they're standing around. Oh, you know, it was Aubrey Plaza. And she's standing, like, in a field of agave, and she's just got, like, any, and it basically says any tequila. It's just, she's walking around, and then she sets the bottle down on this randomly outside in the agave field bar where they're going to sip some tequila. And there's a bottle of Contro, which is like if you get like a Cadillac margarita, it'll have the Contro, which is like sort of like an orangey tasting. They'd put that instead of triple sec or whatever.
So Contro is not tequila.
No, it's you'd put a small amount of that into sort of I've had it in margaritas.
It's in the mix.
Yes.
I got you. Okay.
But it was, so it's an ad for that. But it was just so funny because it really, I did think to myself, like, I've tried Michael Jordan's tequila.
Oh.
I actually really like George Clooney's. Is it called Trace Agave or Trace? It's not. It's like Trace, it's not Trace Amigos either.
No.
Casamigos.
You liked it.
I do. We buy that fairly regularly. Because I like their reposado. But it was just so funny because she's making the point that, like, if you add a little Contro, doesn't matter. Any tequila, anybody's
cheap
tequila.
Oh, that's the point. Okay.
Make your margarita margarite. You know,
that's a nice ad.
That was a good, it was a good little tag. Wednesday, there's 4 episodes out right now. I have not watched any of it. I'm going back and watching the first season again.
I've seen them all.
So maybe you've seen this then. So there is a stop motion sequence in Wednesday. Is that, and it's I think it's like 90 seconds long.
I'm through 3 and I haven't seen it. So I think it must be in the
Or it's in the second half of the season. So here it is. It's a 90. Oh, no, they say it's in the first episode of Wednesday season 2. It's a 90-second sequence in the first episode. Is there a little reenactment or some kind of a story that gets told?
I don't remember it.
So stop motion, if you're not familiar, think about the Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Reindeer mm-hmm. special and all, you know, there it was big for a long time.
Oh, it's the segment. Is it the segment with the heart? Remember how the zombie has the heart thing and they're like, it's the story they told us is true.
That is it. That is it. Exactly.
Okay. So that's in the first episode. All right. So it's 90 seconds and it's a pretty time consuming process to do stop motion. You've got to create all the little things you're going to be moving and sets for them to be on. And then you've got to one frame at a time, make tiny adjustments to their hand or leg or whatever. So here's a little mini game. How long did it take to complete the 90 second stop motion segment for the show Wednesday? 4 months, 8 months, or 1 year?
I'll say 8 months.
4 months.
Four.
8 months. Mm. Oh. 8 freaking months. Isn't that crazy?
Put it on the board.
I'm putting it on the board for you, Maddie. You'll have an extra point going into whatever other games we play today. Tim actually brought on the team that worked on Corpse Bride, because that's also stop motion. And to bring the idea that he had, the scene shows a student of the Nevermore Academy who creates a clockwork heart to replace his own. Does that sound right?
Yep.
That's it.
Tim Burton says, I love it. It's the kind of show where we get to play around with things. And that was special to me. In fact, kind of went old school with it. And I ended up designing the puppet. He references something in this. He says, I remember doing Vincent and we tried to go back to the first thing I did. I kept having to tell the animators, we need to pretend like I'm back in my student days and do it like I did it in the beginning of my career. I'm like, Vincent. So I looked it up. It's a short from 1982 and it's about a kid who is, I guess, a goth guy and he wants to be Vincent Price. And so there's this poem going through the whole thing. I took it and I put a link to, if you want to take a look at it and see the style of this thing, he's basically saying he was sort of trying to recreate that sort of feel. So I wonder if he succeeded. I mean, if you've seen that particular stop, if you've seen that first episode and you know what we're talking about here, I put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. There it is.
That's Vincent.
That this is his short film, Vincent, from 1982, when he was in film school. I'm back in my student days.
How incredibly cool.
Right? It's really neat. And I actually, I don't know what it is about stop motion animation. I just love it. I think it's got, it has like a handmade charm to it that I really, I really love.
It totally gives me the creeps.
Oh.
In the best way, though, you mean?
No.
Stop motion.
I won't even watch it.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never liked it. There was a show on when I was a kid called Bob the Builder, which was stop motion. Oh, no thank
Bob
you.
Bob the Builder's a great kid show.
You know what? It's funny. I used to watch.
Can we build it?
Yes, we can. I watched that show.
No, we
can. I used to watch it. If you had asked me if that was stop motion, I would have been like, no. I didn't even notice it was stop motion. It's crazy.
I've never seen almost any Tim Burton stuff because it freaks me out.
Well, he definitely has a dark and creepy side. Like I think that's one of his appeals.
I
personally.
Love his style.
Yeah, I know. Really.
It's pretty neat if you watch Vincent. There's the dog in it is definitely reused as Zero in Nightmare Before Christmas.
You can see
and
his,
even Vincent looks.
Yeah, you can see his art style in this very first work. Absolutely.
Yeah. Very. And it's like it's in black and white and it's just a very. He had a vision from the get go, it appears. And he just killed a lady.
Oh, geez.
Vincent's a little on the dark side.
Is that his mom?
And a coffee mug. I don't know if it's his mom. So anyway, Vincent, it's one of Tim Burton's first works. Stop motion from 1982, and we put a link to it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
You know,
I did it a couple days ago, so you might have to scroll down to get it.
Bob, I had this moment, and I don't. It's going to come out wrong and weird, and I don't mean for it to. But I was taking a shower yesterday, and I almost slipped. I had a whoa,
oh.
and I didn't fall because, come on,
you're amazing,
right? And I thought. Of Bob, and I went, oh God, I hope she doesn't kill herself on that skateboard today. I'm really regretting having borrowed her some boards because I went, She even mentioned it as I was leaving, which might be why it was on my mind. She's like, I hope we don't get hurt. And I went, oh.
Even am when I they first got on it in
if
there.
If they fall, am I at fault?
No. But even as they first got on those boards in there, I was like, this is a head injury waiting to happen. This is a broken wrist ready to happen.
On my way home, right as I got off the bus, I was like, oh, I wonder if I should try just skating down this block. I was like, I don't have my helmet. I got all my extra stuff. If I fall and die, like, I was picturing you, like, trying to explain to your kids that you accidentally killed your coworker.
I am.
I'm going to be so careful.
Okay, good. Thank you. That's what I need to hear. Because
could you go
I...
get geared up and try it? Or
no, not yet.
No, all right. Well, you got plenty of time. You're only 30. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
The Valkyries have big news after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hello, Friday. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and remember to subscribe.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Cool down this weekend at Aqua Adventure Water Park. Fremont Bank is helping sponsor activities at the Fremont attraction through September 1st. Float along the Roundabout River, splash around in the Oasis Pool, slide down the Fortress of Fun, or discover Bucket Bay when you visit Aqua Adventure Water Park. Go to aquaadventure.com today. Sorry, I went off the script there for a second. What's wrong with me?
I just looked up and I'm like, oh, he's on the .com part.
No, I
really want to be a supportive
partner.
It.
No, I like that you do. Thank you. Nice already in downtown San Francisco. We already have clear skies, so you'll see another beauty. Mm. Another sunny, beautiful day with highs in the low 80s.
Good this day to see Zach Bryan at the Golden Gate Park.
Yeah, it is.
Concert series.
This is one of my favorite summers of all time.
It's been, knock wood, that we don't wind up with that heat wave that we usually get.
It's been a delight.
It's been unbelievably
great. And for
great.
A guy with no air conditioning, it's been...
Thank you, air conditioning gods.
Very grateful for this, yes. So, it is in fact Friday. We begin, first of all, I told you guys I went to, over our vacation back in, when was that? It doesn't matter. I went on, with the missus, we went to a Valkyries game.
Yes.
Super fun.
Yeah.
The vibe, the energy, the competition was excellent. We were losing. We got there late because we, you know, people got to eat and people got to shop. We had to go get some gear.
You were driving.
I needed a ball cap. Right. You know, I was all the stuff.
Right.
I'm wearing it now, by the way.
You wear it all the time now. Mm-hmm. I love it too. It's a good looking logo.
The Valkyries are great. The games are super fun and the competition was excellent. They were down. They came back. They won that game. We left there. I don't want to say high as a kite because of the association that is, you know, the wrong sure. one. But
high on
we were so stoked. So anyway, your WNBA Golden State Valkyries have a new mascot. The mascot's name is Violet. It's a, you know, Muppet looking thing. It's a raven, but it's cool. And I just thought I better get this out there. These are the kinds of like this
fun
team
things that
has already been widely accepted by the Bay Area. People are into the games. We're less than a month out from the playoffs in the WNBA. So Violet, the purple feathered, I guess they're calling her a raven.
Yeah.
And
she's wearing glasses.
Yes.
Big round glasses.
And
that's an odd choice.
She does stunts. She can do the splits and cartwheels.
Kind of like a dancer
back
or gymnast. In
someone
there, yeah.
is inside there doing a
is
lot
that
of
a thing where like somebody always play like it's always the same person. Like they hire someone to play the mascot, and that's
yeah. There's a great reality show called Mascots. It's kind of a documentary show where they talk to folks who are mascots and working their way up, like trying to get from. You know, trying out
like if
for,
I do a good job as the Valkyries mascot.
Or if they start in the minor leagues. Oh. And I mean, and they have them for hockey and for a lot of different sports. And yeah, they come up just like players and everything else. They start somewhere smaller and get good at being a mascot, or they do it in their college and then they try out for a pro position.
Well,
sounds like you're probably some kind of gymnast or some kind of
got to be able to have some moves.
Absolutely. I mean, no, everybody can't do the splits,
right.
Especially in a costume.
That is true.
Violet's a raven, a tie into the whole Norse mythology lore from where the Valkyries get their name. So anyway, next time you go to a game, you'll likely see this new mascot. Her name's Violet.
Mm.
She's a purple raven. And she's now, it's the beginning of Bay Area legend.
I like it.
Violet.
It's good. It's not what I expected. When I heard that she was a raven, I don't know. I expected her to look less female, I guess. But it makes perfect sense. She's wearing kind of like a Valkyries. It looks like a basketball top with like a skirt on the. You got to have the skirt if you're going to do the
splits.
Well,
I think that's more like one of those Greek, is that toga looking kind of?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. It's a cute little dress. And then she's, you know, feathery, which yeah. makes perfect sense for a raven.
Go Valkyries.
Go Valkyries. That's fun. It sure. is fun because it's just like a, you know, just a little pop of something happening.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Okay, so this next story, too, we already know this. We're all living it. Just so you know, it confirms for you as you've been out there in the world, Bay Area party people who are like, it's time to buy a home. And then you start the process and find yourself going, well, this is impossible.
Right.
Two Bay Area cities have among the world's most impossibly unaffordable housing markets. At number three on the world list is San Jose. Mm. At number eight on the world list of most unaffordable housing markets is San Francisco.
I am not, color me not surprised at all.
Right. No, I mean,
it's not even that. It is that it's incredibly expensive, but it's like, even if you have figured out a way to pony up some money to get yourself into a house, it's like, you were a perfect example of this. Like, even if you did get to make an offer, there were 100 other offers, or someone had scooped it out while you were there with a cash offer.
I heard a bunch of times, and these are the things you hear, so I can't confirm this, but many times someone from China just bought this with cash. They'll never move into it. It's just a place they're putting their money.
Right.
And
it's a solid investment, which sucks. I mean, it's great. If you own a house, you're super stoked. Your house's value goes up.
Well, and that's it.
Damn.
If you've listened to this show, you've heard Sarah a million times say, you got housing. That's where you park your money.
Yeah. And, well, diversify, Vinny, but you want real estate.
But it's hard. Yeah. And you go around, you make offers, you don't get the place, you try again, you're throwing away weekend after weekend, and you start to go, will this ever work out? It does eventually. It did for me anyway, but I do think it's hard. And
you landed in a place that you seem to really love.
I love where I live. Mm. I'm happy. I'm not thrilled with the commute, but I have kids and other considerations, and I'm at an age where the investment started to look more like, well, where will I want to be when I'm not working anymore?
Right.
So yes. That was another part of the thought process, is selling from here and starting over there.
Right.
Might not be affordable or an option at all. So we did what we did. But anyway, so San Jose ranked third. San Francisco came in eighth on the most. And it's the tech money, you guys. The tech money. Yep. I know people in Santa Cruz where I live who have said, you can't buy here because someone from Silicon Valley just goes, I'll buy that and make it an Airbnb and I'll pay cash for it. They work hard, but they make money that most people can't make.
Right.
Period. Certainly, you know.
Well, and in a town like Santa Cruz, the Airbnb thing is, it's.
They're going to have to put in laws that limit or stop that entirely.
I'm sure they have some stuff in place, right? They must. I mean, Napa is like, it's impossible to get an Airbnb license. People have to do it. People.
On the DL?
Yeah, some people do it on the DL.
Yikes.
I know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
41-year-old Matt Barr, you heard of him?
Matt Barr.
Matt Barr.
I don't think so.
All right. He is the man with the world's largest man area.
Oh. Is he?
There's been a couple in the news, so I looked this guy up.
And there are some people who put themselves out there as I've got the biggest one.
Well, the sad thing, I think, is while this should be, you know, such a great, fun thing to be able to brag about, it turns out that that's all they have going for themselves. Like, it becomes... Men are already hyper-focused on that area.
It is the axis upon which everything spins.
You're gifted the biggest one of them all.
Is it a gift?
Well, it's turning out, because that's all this guy ever has to talk about. Like, I don't know what he does for a living, but this is what...
Is this the guy? Now, I wonder, have I ever heard this guy's name? Because there was the one guy who was over a foot.
This guy's 14 and a half.
So this... Has he been around talking about this for a while? Because that does sound like the right number.
He has.
That is twice what is anybody needs.
Well.
Yes.
You can't speak for all the people.
Okay. It's almost twice what everybody needs. It's ridiculous. Like, there's no one who can accommodate that.
This guy hasn't been in the news for a minute, so I think he, you know, I don't think he... manufactured this fall, but he's in the news now for saying that his man area caused him to slip and fall in the shower and break his own arm.
It'd be the way that, like, he turned too fast and it kept going, and
he couldn't
knock
see
him off balance.
The soap on the floor because his blocks him, his view. So he stepped on some soap, slipped in his tub, fell out of the thing, landed on his shoulder, and ended up with fractures. He does go on to say it's the latest way his extra large package have caused him trouble. He says, not only do I get lightheaded when I try to use it, but...
Well, all the blood in your body has gone there, so...
I've never had a relationship work out.
Because it's a curiosity. Nobody wants that long term.
Well, if he had something going for himself besides that,
yes,
they might be willing to figure it out. But I have a feeling that there's nothing. It's this.
How old is he?
41. Here's a picture of him with his injured shoulder in pants, but you can see it.
It's actually obscene. He's just wearing like chinos, and it is just, I mean, clearly it's in its resting state.
Try dark colors, guy. I mean, I guess if...
Try like panties that will hold that in and
blur
the sharp profile.
There's a story in here.
Can I see? You know what? I didn't even look at his face. Can you turn that around and see?
And by the way, he does not have a very big nose, for the record.
Oh, let's have a look.
It's not
it's a regular size nose.
There it is. Look up there.
Oh.
Maddie found it. It's to the knee.
The things it I
is,
look up.
It is to the knee. This is this guy Matt Barr is like on record. That is like, did he have to get those panties custom made?
Yeah, that's not normal underwear.
Yeah, that's.
Oh my God.
He says
there's a documentary.
I don't know.
I look at it. My massive documentary.
Oh. He recently went on vacation, he says. This is Matt Barr, the man with the world's largest man area. He wanted to swim in the pool at the resort he went to. So he wore board shorts with compression shorts underneath to keep everything in place.
Yeah.
And it still wasn't enough. When he got out of the water, he says he was approached by the manager who said, "You've got to leave. It's obscene." And when you see the photos and you see... He's not a great looking guy.
No.
He's not someone who's in particularly great shape.
Mm-mm.
But there you go. He hurt himself because he couldn't see the soap on the ground past his manhood.
Sure.
That's what he says.
I believe him. Why not?
Happy Friday, everyone.
Thank you. I'm actually happier now having looked at it. You should actually take those pictures down. I'm not going to be able to look away. Thank you.
Today also happens to be National Relaxation Day.
Oh, is that so?
How much time do you spend relaxing, would you say?
Define relaxing. Like,
no,
I'm reading
you
a book.
Define it. That's
well,
the
then
question.
I would say I could spend easily an hour just sitting and reading a book.
Okay.
I would say I spend at least an hour a day relaxing.
Okay.
And because my kids have moved out.
Right. So you don't have to rush off to the next thing.
How much time would you say you spend relaxing?
Not a lot, but I do, even though I'm busier right now than I've ever been in my life, I do absolutely try to keep the number of things down to a minimum. Mm-hmm. Like I want a little space in between stuff. I don't necessarily have to pull off my shoes and kick my feet up.
Right. You're not in a hammock necessarily.
But I can't. The days where I'm rushing from one thing to the next are the days where I am a whiny bee because I don't want to live like that. I just don't. I know there are plenty of people out there who would say, if you don't get busy living, you get busy dying or something. You know, okay. If you need to be busy,
go ahead and be
12
busy.
To 15 hours a day, I'm happy for you. If that makes you feel accomplished,
right.
High five.
I actually will feel guilty. Like if I've been reading for an hour and in the sun's outside and I will actually get a guilty, like I've got to get up. I have to go putter around and do something.
Well, and that's a study found that 42% of your total day should go towards rest and relaxation. Now, sleep probably is included in that.
Okay.
But there's still... If you can get 8 hours, which I read all this stuff, Americans don't usually get 8 hours. We have a real bad insomnia problem in this country.
And we don't give ourselves the time. Like I actually give myself the opportunity to get 8 hours. And I feel like if I got cumulatively 8 hours this week, it's a miracle. Like I could not sleep this whole week. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, so but on top of the 8, if you got that, that's 2 more hours of relaxation. Are you getting it?
Oh.
Now that can, you know, again, relaxation for you could mean going for a run.
That is true. Sometimes relaxation is more about clearing your mind than having your body rest. You know, sometimes, like if you're running the whole time, I'm like, this sucks. I hate this. But at least I'm not like grinding on all my problems that I got in my life.
I know people, my wife included, who will say that if they get a minute to themselves, they don't want to be by themselves.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And that's okay. You can say to yourself, I want to be with my friends. I want to go run with some lady or I want to go do that.
Yeah.
I get that. I don't need that. I can sit down and play my guitar or I can get in my car with my surfboard and go find some waves to ride.
Right.
I don't have to fill that up. But that can also be considered relaxation if that's what you feel like when you're with your friends.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like we're blurring the line between like recreation and I don't know. I don't really think about like when I'm reading a book, I'm reading a book. I don't know if I'm relaxing. Like if I'm just watching TV, feels like relaxing.
Does it?
Kind of. Doesn't
okay.
it?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm just sitting there.
Oh, absolutely.
That's relaxing.
Like that's what I look at. I have 2 hours usually at the end of the day before bed that, I watch, sit and watch TV, make dinner. That's relaxing.
Okay.
Oh, almost like unhurried me time.
Yeah.
Like
doing not working, that not I doing work do. Is what I look at it as.
Right.
And that's how you've been able to, like you are, every time something comes up, you're all, there's a documentary for that. Like you watch a lot of that stuff in the evening hours.
In
huh?
the evening hours.
I love that you watch documentaries. I feel like it's important that you watch those.
Why is that?
I don't know. Like you're kind of a thirsty for knowledge kind of guy.
Yes.
Like I think it's interesting. I always feel like, whenever I watch a documentary, I feel like, I hate documentaries. And then I stop watching it. That's how I feel about it. But you're like, you love them. And so you learn a lot of things that like maybe the average person wouldn't know. Is there like a whole sector of the population that's like, oh, yeah, give me a documentary every time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Let's play a game.
Oh, my God. It's time to play a game.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
I love games. Yay. Hold on. Let me get me a scorecard.
This is big.
Unprecedented.
Let's see what you learned.
Okay.
What is the name of the Golden State Valkyries' new mascot?
Violet. Yay!
There's a point.
Am I the only one playing? Should we all go around and play?
Well, no, I think you were pretty.
I was right
was
on.
Was that the whole game?
No. What is the name? I gotta find it first. I don't remember. What is the name of the man with the largest man area in the world?
Matt Barr.
Oh my God!
I was going to yell it out. I figured.
Did you know it?
Yeah.
You did. You guys did a good job listening. Thank you so much. What's coming up in the trash?
That's the whole game. I love that game.
You love that game?
That's a super fun game. We'll all pay attention. We'll do a little quiz at the end of each break.
No,
we're going to do it.
We're not going to make it not fun. It was fun, and you're going to make it not fun.
You absolutely are on a roll to make it not fun.
Why are you guys such babies?
Why is it gotta be every single time?
Why can't it be?
Because
hear the song, you get all excited.
I did literally just do that. Did you know Sydney Sweeney has a new movie opening this weekend?
Bob no.
already does not like it.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports.
Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.